This is Discover Your Past, your podcast about the history of Quebec's eastern townships, its peoples, politics, and economy. My name is Jacqueline Collar, and today we'll talk about the industrial development of the eastern townships. Thanks to their hydrography and to the abundance of mineral resources, the eastern townships held great economic potential. Between the 1840s and the 1870s, the improvement of transportation had considerable impacts on the industrial development of the region. The construction of different railway lines would allow for the discovery and exploitation of various natural resources such as wood, asbestos, and copper. Channels of communication contribute to the developing new markets and new energies. On one hand, the economy was characterized by the exploitation of natural resources, and on the other, by the specialization of the manufacturing industry. Just as the British American Land Company had been involved in the development of roads and railways, giving access to the eastern townships, it was also a significant actor in local industrialization and the exploitation of the Magog River. Several other actors such as Hal, Bowen, Brooks, and Galt also played a meaningful role in establishing industries along the Magog River. In 1845, Sherbrooke Cotton opened its doors.
Alexander Galt, BALC commissioner, participated in the organization of this mechanized cotton plant.
In 1852, William Brooks' manufacturing plant, located in Sherbrooke, was the first to mechanically produce paper. As of 1842, the wool industry would appear in the region under the leadership of Adam Lomas, a British man who combined American and British techniques. During the American Civil War, paper was in high demand.
This provided the impetus required for the development of a paper factory in Windsor, a strategic location easily accessible thanks to the Grand Trunk Railway and the Wauwatosa River.
In 1866, a paper mill was created in Windsor. It specialized in the production of fine paper destined to the newspaper and printing industries. Its chemical process for soda pulping was the first of its kind in Canada.
In 1873, the mill became the Canada Papers, a shareholding company.
Although several manufacturing plants located in Sherbrooke and its surroundings would eventually become mechanized and integrate new technologies, some others stayed true to traditional production methods. The establishment of the Eastern Townships Bank in Sherbrooke in 1859 helped strengthen the economic levers of the business class, largely associated with the British American Land Company. Did you know?
Windsor's long pulp and paper history began in 1864 when William Angus and Thomas Logan, proprietors of Angus, Logan & Company, constructed the first mill on the banks at the confluence of the Wauwatosa and St. Francis Rivers.
The water power created by the falls made this a prime location for a mill. The timing for a pulp mill was ideal, as the outbreak of the American Civil War in 1861 had resulted in a dramatic increase in the demand for newspapers. Another factor was the Grand Trunk Railway line, which passed through the village and made the export of the pulp and paper products simple. The mill at Windsor, also known as the Wauwatosa Mill or the Vieux Moulin, was the first chemical wood pulping mill in Canada. Initially, the pulp produced in Windsor was sent to Sherbrooke to be finished into paper products. As the company quickly expanded, however, a second mill was built in Windsor in 1866. This second mill produced paper products such as newspapers and wrapping paper, and eliminated the need to transfer the pulp to Sherbrooke. In the early days, about 20 women and children were included among the company's approximately 100 employees. In 1873, Angus, Logan & Co. became the Canada Paper Company.
The Springvale Mill, the company's third, was built in 1883, just upriver on the Guadalpica, and required the construction of a dam to regulate water flow.
Notably, the Canada Paper Co. was operating 4 mills in Windsor by 1899 and employed between 500 and 600 people. Having survived numerous fires and economic downturns and adapted to various technological advances, the Canada Paper Company celebrated its centennial anniversary in 1959.
Shortly thereafter, in 1961, Domtar Limited took control of the Canada Paper Company and built a new mill in Windsor in 1987.
Impressively, the Guadalpica mill was only demolished in 1990 after 126 years of production. Domtar continues to operate the Windsor Mill as one of its 8 locations across Canada. Join us next time when we talk about the agricultural development of the Eastern Townships.
Discover Your Past is produced by the Eastern Townships Resource Center and Toast Radio, the student radio station at Bishop's University. The podcast has been made possible through funding from the Quebec government's Secretariat for Relations with English-Speaking Quebecers.